Oren Simon Shin and Tess Din Rachavasher Chari Abatim. The Mishnah Berurah explains before we begin that there's in every house they used to have an area in the front which they would cordon off, which was called a chatzer. And the area in front of the house, the chatzer, was used for a lot of activities, and therefore it's for sure going to be called Hukka Fadira no matter what. Therefore, you'd be allowed to carry in it as long as it is enclosed. And it's considered one rishos with the house. However, the rechava in the back of the house is called the rechava, and that area was not really used for anything, and therefore it would be called lo hukka fladira, and if it was larger than a sasayim, it would have the status of a carpet. So says the Mechaber, rechava she'achori habatim, the area behind the house, yiser al beis sasayim, v'lo hukka fladira, which is stama, we assume, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it was not surrounded, walled off for purposes of living. In Metatlimba, Elabarba Amos, it has the status of a carpath, and you can only carry in it 4 amos or less. Vimpasach la pesach mibesov acharkachikifa, if you made an entrance to your house and then you surrounded it with walls. Afilu emish gorin beina labayis, havi hukaf ladir, even if there's a gorin between the two areas, before you walled it off, we don't say that the reason you made the entrance to your house was because of the goren and not because of the rechava area. Rather, you made it for the rechava, and therefore you would be allowed to carry in the area now. Says the Rama, umash einan nizhar letalta b'chatzer shechor yabatim. Why aren't we careful to make sure not to carry in those areas behind the house? Shem dibizvan azeh stama mukafin ladira. Because the Rama says in our times, in the times of the Rama, it was used for certain purposes, and it was walled off for dira purposes. As the Mishnah Berurah said earlier on in Sif Beis, that it all just depends on what your minag, what the minag hamakom is. In Sari and Shin and Ches Tezvav, that it all depends on what the minag hamakom is for each specific place. Simen Shin Samech, Din Hekav Mechitzel Shabbos. Sif Aleph, Yachet Shabbos Bebika, someone who's living in a bika on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says this is lav davka. V'hikiv mechitzos gruos, and therefore he uses a low level mechitzos kagon shesi below erev or erev below shesi. Like if he just uses strings or some type of material only going up and down or only going sideways, in order to make a wall. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if you make it in such a way, it still has to be stuck in the ground well, that it doesn't blow in the wind, because if it blows in the wind, then it won't be considered a mechitza at all. And Chazon Ish holds that this is only if it moves more than 3 tefachim due to the wind, then it will be batal. But less than 3 tefachim, it would not be batal. And as we go on in this siman, we'll see more examples of weak walls and what the halacha would be because of the weakness of the walls.